Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody in the house, Minister D, Minister Vernon, what's up? What's happening? Y'all tell me something.
It's a beautiful day here in the land of living. How's it going, everybody?
All right. Put some pep in your step. Don't let me have to press down hard. Don't let me do it. Don't let me do it. Hold me, Lord. Hold me.
Press on. Press on.
Press on.
We talking about gospel music blowing up. We going to blow up today. Oh, yeah. We got to do it. We going to do a little talking about some gifts of the Spirit. The Spirit.
Uh-oh.
You know how y'all say it. Gifts of the Spirit.
Ebonically speaking.
Yes. Gifts of the Spirit. Equipping yourself for service. What about that? Mm-hmm. We're going to do a little talk about that today.
Uh-huh.
You know, in order to be able to be equipped for service, you got to be full of the Holy Spirit.
Uh-oh.
In order to be full of the Holy Spirit, you got to have some faith in the Almighty God. What
uh-huh.
you talking about? Oh, it's been to be stretched. It's going to be stretched today. Y'all mama going to sit on down, get your lattes. And all your little coffee made, everything you need to have, because you need to open them ears, put some little sweet oil in your ear. Let's get it going. Let's get it going. What's going on, Minister D? Tell me what you got for me today before we get started. And, you know, we got to say our prayers, but just you think you could lead us in a prayer today?
I don't know, Glover. I don't know. I'm going to try. Look, with every head bowed. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for being God all by yourself. Well, right now that you come in the midst of this radio show today, that you may be edified as well as entertained. And we thank you for the word. We thank you for being able to put the word out all over the airwaves, and we do not take it for granted. Lord, we love you. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, man. We're gone, man. Okay. Okay, Lord. Did you get that? I know you did. Mm-hmm. Well, Minister Lolo, listen.
Okay.
Listen. I know you got a good word for the people today.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to get some juice on the front of this here, program. Make it real juicy. Now, I don't want to have to bring Sister Peppercorn on today, even though she's here in the studio.
Yeah, she
not to bring her on today, because all she gonna talk about is she been talking all day about the five pots of food she done burn up trying to cook food today. Mm. And fire department. Well, you know what?
I guess cooking ain't her calling.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Lord. Okay. We're going to put Sister Peppercorn. This is Sister Peppercorn coming on right now. She's still in the process of getting her E on her name.
Still ain't got that E.
Even though it's March, and she said her New Year's resolution that she was getting her E. Where she is. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Sister Peppercorn coming on at you right now. I'm so glad to be in the number one more again. I know some of y'all don't know what one more again means. Well, one more again means one more time. For those of y'all that don't know what again is, Minister Derrick Tucker.
Yes, ma'am.
I heard you've been... You've been asking about me all last week, praise be to God. But I just want to let you know that I put all of those demons behind me, including you.
Oh,
so I just want to let you know that I'm coming at you hard today. Because today is just has not been my day, but God is always on my side.
Mm-hmm.
I almost burnt down my house today. I had on about 5 pots of food. I don't have the 4 burners, but I had on 5 pots of food. And I tell y'all, the devil just was trying not to let me eat today because I burnt up everything that I put on the stove. I had smoke everywhere, and the fire department had to come check it out. Now, me and the man, the head man in the fire department, which was, I guess, the captain of the truck or whatever he called himself, I had to put him in his place. Because, see, it was God that gave me that stove, and he provided them pots. He more worried about the pots than worried about me. I don't understand what's going on around here in this land of the living. They don't have no care for the people of this world. So y'all gonna have to stay in prayer. He wanted to know, since I hate to say the lady name on Rachel, but I had some Paul, what her name, what the lady, Paula Dean Potts. Yes, sir. And I burn them all up, praise the Lord. But anyway, I'll get me some more pots. And maybe Mr. D could put him some pots out on the market, since he loved to eat, and maybe they won't be burning up like Paula Dean's did. But anyway,
well, you know,
they was worried about
the pots
more than me. Now, y'all tell me, what kind of stuff is that when you worry about more about the material things than the human person? What kind of stuff is that?
Well, Sister Peppercorn, you know. Well, Sister Peppercorn, first of all, you know, sometimes we give the devil credit for something he had nothing to do with. Also, you know, the Lord.
You're trying to tell me that I'm giving the devil all the wait a minute now.
Well, hold on, let me finish. You know,
oh, I
got to
get
know,
the
also,
praise bounce on because I feel my health coming on.
You know, also the Lord also requires us to be a good steward over what He's given us, and ultimately it's called sticking to what you're good at. So. I don't give the devil credit for that. What
I'm
I give credit for
I'm
that
good
is
at reading your story. That's
I'm
what I'm
good.
Good at.
I understand there's a problem with math involved because there was 5 pots and 4 burners. There's
see,
also a problem with cooking. So you know, I don't think that was the devil.
So now you're saying I can't count. We gonna pray for you because you ain't not here. Even though I have a 4 burners, I got an oven. It always worked. And the 5 pots was on in the one in the 4 on the stove. Can't you, Calvin? Praise be to God. I'm gonna go pray.
And
I gotta go pray.
And you burn all
the love coming out. Evangelist Global, hey, come get this. Okay, I'll put this here. Oh no, Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Sometimes I wanna do what I wanna do, but I gotta keep my faith in you. Sometimes I wanna go where I wanna go, and it's your love that tells me no. Sometimes I need to say what I wanna say, Lord, you teach me not that way. Some days it's hard, but I'm gonna keep the faith. I'm gonna keep the faith, I'm gonna win. I pray for strength and guidance when my job gets tense. When bad stuff happens, that don't make no sense.
nothing to me, but you got it all under control. Act five, baptize you all over my soul. Sometimes I get mad and cuss words and slip fast. Your rap comes real fast, all up in my path. So I stay in your word, parlay in your word. Try my best not to do it if it ain't in your word. Family forgets me when I found you. Some friends left me when I found you. If they only knew what I found in you, maybe they'd take the time to kick it round with you. The enemy try to keep me from doing right. Wants me to drink with him, do drugs every night. Thank Jesus, our relationship is too tight. I pray you stay with me on my knees at night. Cause
sometimes I wanna do what I wanna do, but I gotta keep my faith in you. Sometimes I wanna go where I wanna go, and it's your love that tells me no. Sometimes I need to say what I wanna say.
Lord, you teach me not that way.
Some days it's hard, but I'm gonna keep the faith.
I'm gonna keep the faith, I'm gonna win.
I know
race.
I'll never be as perfect as you,
but I strive daily to do what you do. You're such a blessing, I keep blessing you. And everything give praises to you and all that you do. Cause you ride for me, cause you cried for me. You carried the cross, even died for me. Thanks for loving me when I was bugging, see. Thank you for the angel wing constantly hugging me. I apologize when my flesh gets weak, and I apologize when I don't get no sleep. I wanna say I'm sorry, I ain't called in a week. Was just mad you ain't answering my prayers. How dare I treat you like I don't need you. I understand you had to treat me like I don't see you. But now we back on track, got our relationship back. And I know for a fact, this time I ain't gonna crack. Even when
sometimes I wanna do what I wanna do,
but I gotta keep my faith in you.
Sometimes I wanna go where I wanna go,
and it's your love that tells me no.
Sometimes I need to say what I wanna say.
Lord, you teach me not that way.
Some days it's hard, but I'm gonna keep the faith.
I'm gonna keep the faith, I'm gonna win the race.
Dice Gamble, D, my guy called it D. Dice Gamble, I'm going to keep the faith. That's what that's called. Oh,
yes,
so
yes.
Typical had it going on, didn't she? Woo-hoo-hoo!
Yeah, that's what you want to call it.
She told you all. She got you today. She said she was just the last thing she did. I told her on the revenge of the Lord. Oh, God. God.
She got it. She's on fire.
What'd you say, Minister Vernon?
She got her E. She's on fire. She got something for you, Minister D.
She even got her E. She finna lose. It might be, I don't know when she gonna get that E. The way she go.
Yeah,
that was Sister Evangelist. She was working on her E, y'all. It's not Evangelist, it's Evangelist.
I'm going to send her a cookbook. That was almost sent her.
Cookbook. Oh, you're trying
send
to
her a cookbook.
So bad. Ooh, don't let her come back. She back there running her mouth. She's up there counting her pots. She only got the Sears Roebuck books in the book. She getting her some new pots. Ooh, Lord. Anyway, well, we're going to talk a little bit about the gifts of the Spirit. Uh-huh. Keep equipping yourself for service. Now, first of all, it's a purpose as to why God has blessed us with the gifts of the Spirit, those of us who have accepted him and have faith in him and have accepted his son Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and also have accepted the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Because now I got like three or four little things I just got wrote down. I just want to tap on that. And I need y'all to help me about these gifts of the Spirit, especially the ones about the tongues. Because tongues fall actually under vocal gifts. Now, it's three kind of gifts: revelation gifts, power gifts, and vocal gifts. Now, the purpose of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is to provide the church, with these three different categories I just named, which are supernatural. and that's the revelation, power, and vocal gifts. These are vital, and we comprehend the ways of the Holy Spirit through his gifts, and his person and gifts produce a healthy church able to commit to and to fulfill Christ's purpose on this earth. So we need those things to be able to apply in service, like in church and towards people. We got to have those, because those are like tools that God allows us to use. Okay? Now, revelation gifts, we're not going to go through that, because now revelation gifts is kind of like a conveying the mind of God, otherwise, you know, being accessible for people. Now, I don't want to get into all that. That's kind of heavy. Power gifts, they convey God's energy, whereas revelation gifts conveys God's mind. But vocal gifts are gifts that are used for speech and often are the vehicle for conveying other gifts, such as knowledge, wisdom, and healing. Okay, now. Now, vocal gifts have prophecy. You know, this is what these are things was vocal, prophecy and tongues. Prophecy is an utterance inspired by the Holy Ghost in a known language.
That's right.
Tongues are a Holy Spirit inspired utterance in an unknown language or tongue. God releases the gift of tongues to us for personal edification. And just like when we're in church or we're in a public assembly or something like that, the Holy Spirit releases this gift in conjunction with the gift of interpretation. And interpretation may carry an exhortation or comfort or prophetic word. And some people get these tongues, and they come over and they say, look, you know, the Lord said.
The Lord God
that
said.
I need to pray for you. Yeah. The Lord God said.
Oh, yeah, mama said, mama sabu makusa.
Smack that tongue.
Yeah.
Not to give a prophetic word, they just say that God said, pray for them. And then they go into speaking in tongues. Now, the Bible say, and I'm going to read this out of the Bible because I want to get an understanding. How y'all feel about this tongue thing? Because a lot of churches, most churches say, you know, we speak in tongues because we're speaking back to God. We're speaking to God. That's one of the that's one of the ways to use the tongues. But the word says. Now the word says in 1 Corinthians 14th chapter, starting at the 21st verse. I just want to run that by y'all right quick. What the word say about tongues and when you're praying for people and what you need to do. Because in the use of the gift of tongues, the Holy Spirit addresses the non-believer in the assembly. Paul in the Bible, he cites Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, concerning the existence and the use of this particular gift. So when we get in there and get before people and start speaking in tongues, they don't know what you're talking about.
Amen.
Unless they have the gift of interpretation.
Amen.
And sometimes we don't have nobody in the group that can interpret.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you what the Bible says you're supposed to do about that better. It say, don't start at 21st verse. In the law it is written, as in the law, yes, in the law, with men and other tongues and other lips, will I speak unto this people, and yet for all that they will they not hear me, saith the Lord? Wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth not for them that believe not, but for them which believe.
Amen.
So, basically what it's saying that, when you're speaking in tongues and you're in assembly or whatever, this saying that the tongues is for people, unbelievers. They start out with unbelievers. But when you prophesy, it's for people that believe. Mm-hmm. Now, do I have that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If therefore the whole church will come together in one place, and I want to read this also out of the Amplified, because, see, it spread it out a little bit so y'all can understand, because, see, I don't want nobody writing me talking about, you don't know what you're talking about, girl. Mm-hmm. Now, 22nd verse. Thus, unknown tongues are meant for a supernatural sign, not for believers, but for unbelievers, on the point of believing. While prophesying, inspired preaching and teaching, interpreting and divine, the divine will and purpose, that's what it means, is not for unbelievers on the point of believing, but for believers. Therefore, if the whole church assembly and all of you speak in unknown tongues and the ungifted or the unbeliever come in, will they not say that you done lost your mind? Yes, that's what it would say. Was it demented or you mad? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if all prophesy, giving inspired testimony and interpreting the divine will and purpose, and an unbeliever or untaught outsider come in, he is told of his sin and reproved and convicted and convinced by all, and his defects and needs are examined, estimated, and determined, and he is called to account by all. The secrets of his heart are laid bare, and so falling on his face, he will worship God, declaring that God is among you in very truth. Now, what that's talking about is if someone in the circle, and they prophesy, and all of us in agreement, and one person, some of us prophesying, and some of us speaking in tongues, one person prophesying, and once and everybody is speaking in tongues, the person that's an unbeliever, when they see this, and usually when if God, if the Holy Spirit is doing it, he's talking the very truth, and the person like, how they know that? Where they get that from? And then they believe, and that's when they fall on their face and they surrender their all to God because they say, this got to be God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? Y'all understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I didn't lose you nowhere, did I?
No, we with you. We with you. We with you.
Minister Vern.
But you know.
I'm with you, dear. I'm with you. Carry on.
Did I lose you? I didn't lose you, did I?
No, no. You're good. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, when y'all get in a circle of people and they start speaking in tongues, they're supposed to be praying for you. They're speaking in tongues. Then after they speak in tongues, they got one person there that will prophesy over you and one that would interpret what was said. Then that unbeliever believe more. You see what I'm saying? But if everybody's speaking in tongues,
that's
nobody
so
interpreting, nobody prophesying,
that's so
they looking at you
well,
like, you done lost your mind up in this church. I don't know who where they come from.
I think we tend, when I say we, I mean the body of Christ tend to use it in the wrong place in the wrong time. But I mean, because, of course, you know, you have your personal prayer time when you're speaking in tongues, and then you have the corporate time when you're speaking in tongues. Of course, you know, Paul speaks of it in Corinthians also. Like with the personal prayer, he says, I want to say it's Corinthians 14:2, where he says, for who speaks in tongues does not speak to men, but speak to God, for
yes.
No one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
You know, we tend to get it, you know, mixed up. You know, in the corporate, now when he speaks to the corporate speaking in tongues, he says, I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied, for he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless
mm-hmm.
indeed he has purpose that the church may receive edification.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
okay.
I guess.
We're in the same chapter. We're still in the same chapter.
Yeah, we're
there.
We're there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying is most of the time, you know, we take this tongue thing and, you know, and it's just, you know, amongst the church community, you know, the more tongue you speak, they figure the deeper you are. So when you walk up and grab
there
the
you
mic,
go.
You say, and people go to yelling and screaming and falling out, you know.
No, be more understood what you said.
They don't know what you're
you
saying.
Yeah, it's nothing. I could just grab the mic and say,
okay. They understand that.
Yeah.
And
everybody
goes,
hey.
Boy, that was all right. That was the Holy Ghost right there. That was the Holy Ghost right there. Because I know that. I heard that before. Now you heard on the radio. I done heard that.
Yeah.
I done heard that before in the spirit.
You know, so,
that's true for me. I know that.
So, you know, a lot of us are not, I would say, educated enough really to understand the purpose of tongues. You know, we just speak it because it's that, you know, that's, that just seemed like the right thing to do. Or if you pray in and run out of stuff to say, then you start speaking in tongues, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's a time and place for it.
Yeah, that's, when you run out of stuff to say, that's what I mean. It should be.
Yeah. You know, everybody starts speaking in tongues. They run out of stuff to say.
When to speak in tongues? When to speak in tongues? First and foremost, if you run out of stuff to say, make sure you start speaking in tongues.
See, my thing is when you run out of stuff to say, you put the microphone down.
I'm done.
Yeah, that's it. They don't do that because they're still trying to think of other stuff to say, so it can be lengthy.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, to make it feel like something is there when it's really not. So, you know.
Right.
You know. So just put it down and walk off. I'm done.
Oh, dude, we're going to come back and talk about a little bit more about these tongues, because I'm telling you, this tongues is Holy Spirit, please come. We need the Holy Ghost, because the only the Holy Ghost is going to give it to us the right way. And that right, y'all, go give it to us.
Amen.
God, it's to be God.
The right way.
Holy Spirit. Aaron Hurd.
We want your Holy Spirit, God, to lead us, to guide us. Have your way. Dwell.
Dwell within my soul. Dwell within my being, dwell within my temple, inside my being, dwell within my temple, dwell within my being, dwell within my temple, inside my being.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come. Aaron Hurst in the house right here, ATL. Lord, we were just talking, I tell y'all, before we went to that song, that beautiful song, because we sure need the Holy Spirit to do any of this. We were speaking about tongues. Yes, sir. And tongues are holy, are a Holy Spirit-inspired utterance in an unknown language or tongue. And so and God releases this gift of tongues to us for personal edification. Now, when we're in public assembly, the Holy Spirit releases this gift in conjunction with the gift of interpretation to exalt or bring a prophetic word or to comfort. And we just want to, we're just trying to get an understanding, when should you use tongues, or if you should use tongues, in a public assembly? And what does the word say about it? Now, you know, I just had I just wanted to bring it to the forefront because a lot of people don't know. Some people don't even know how to speak in tongues.
Wait, Evangelist.
What you were saying, Minister.
That's a good one. But when I first went to one of Pastor Creflo Dollar's seminars, and I was filled with the Holy Ghost, and I was used to, you know, hearing people speak in tongues. And when I went in the assembly, the whole place was lit up with everybody speaking in tongues. And I just thought it was awesome, but I was like, wow, everybody's speaking in tongues. It blew me away. When you're not accustomed to that environment, you know, and you you don't quite get it. You get caught up in it. And my girlfriend was standing there. She had never spoken in tongues before. And she was just saying, she was standing there saying to herself, I wish I had that gift. I wish I had that gift. You know, and of course they took her in the back and they ministered with her until, you know, the gift came. Praise God for that. But it brings to mind, as you were talking, I was in a church, in a home church. And the pastor there, one day the Spirit just caught a hold of me, and I was just speaking in tongues. I was speaking to God. It was like me and him had this thing going on. But because of the people around me didn't understand what I was doing and what I was saying, I could have been out of order. You know what I'm saying? Because if they don't understand what I'm saying, I'm just babbling to them, you know. And so the pastor later called another lady and myself. We both were speaking in tongues. I guess she was feeling it too. So, but the Spirit was so high, you know, and maybe it was something that the Lord was wanted to bring forth. But sometimes in some churches, pastors don't allow you to do but so much, you know. And the pastor himself wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost. You see what I'm saying? He never speaks in tongues. Never. You know, they don't even teach on that subject. They don't even talk about it because a lot of times they don't do it. They don't want to hear you do it, you know. But it's one of those
things.
Yeah,
and for a lot of people,
you know, they don't understand it.
I said for a lot of people, they don't understand it. You just that fool babbling back there on the fourth row.
That's true. You just babbling.
Yeah, right.
You know,
there you go. And then they be ready to put you out of the church. That's what I was just getting ready to say. I said, well, okay, so they'll start talking about, okay, there's Satan in the church and he's trying to start something, and they're trying to kill the Holy Ghost and all that kind of stuff. I done seen all that happen before because they outburst and just start speaking in tongues or something like that, right?
Well, some people are really loud.
But it's wisdom.
You know,
that,
we were kind of like undertone it. You know what I'm saying? But still the person next to us just barely heard, you know, us speaking. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's one of those things. So they had a little conference meeting about it, so, you know, whatever. But, you know,
but see,
to God be the glory.
When you're filled with the Holy Ghost and you're in an area like that where it's where everybody, you know when the Holy Ghost falls. You know when he hits because you feel it inside. He lets you know that I'm present.
I'm
see what I'm saying? But when the pastor is in the middle of preaching, especially when you're trying to get a point across, all of a sudden somebody start hollering out in tongues. Well, you know, that's the first time
you
want
to recognize it.
I ain't felt no Holy Ghost fall. I ain't the pastor in the middle of a preaching a sermon. Something ain't right here. That's
if
right.
Tongues is not to interrupt the service. You know, it goes in conjunction with conjunction, too. But, yeah, a lot of times they jump up, hey,
shut up, I'm going to say Yeah. In the middle of, a point that the pastor trying to get across.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go sit down.
First Corinthians 26 verse, 14 chapter 26 verse say, what then, brethren, is that right course? What is the right course for this? When you meet together, each one has a hymn. Somebody have a teaching, somebody a disclosure of a special knowledge or information, an utterance in a strange tongue, or an interpretation of it. But let everything be constructive and edifying and for the good of all. If some speak in a strange tongue, let the number be limited to two or at the most three. And each one taking his turn, and let one interpret and explain what it says.
Amen.
But if there is no one to do the interpreting, let each one keep still. Shut up in the church. That's what I say, shut up.
Yes.
Now, the Bible didn't say that. It says keep still in the church and talk to himself or to God. Or to God. That's what the Bible says. So let two or three prophets speak, those inspired to preach or teach, while the rest pay attention and weigh and concern what is said. But
amen.
If an inspired revelation comes to another who is sitting by you or sitting by, then let the first one be silent. Don't let everybody jump up. You hear somebody speaking, you got somebody sitting right, just like you were saying, Minister Vernon, you got somebody sitting by you speaking in tongues. Then you going to speak in tongues. And the person, maybe somebody sitting there don't know what y'all talking about.
Amen.
You know, it say let one of y'all be quiet. Hush.
Yeah.
One of y'all need to hush.
Well, you know, you got those tongue
talking.
Now, you know, you got those tongue talking fools too. You know, I know one personally. You know, every time he jump up, this all you hear.
He sound like Billy Stewart.
So you know, when he gets started, you know, at first everybody hands up, they worshiping. Then he gets started, everybody just stop and look at him like, boy, would you stop?
This don't make no sense. See what I'm talking about? When you have to be on one accord with this thing now. When it's a big assembly, especially like what Minister Cannon was talking about, people in the church, of Creflo Church, my church, when it's always someone up there to interpret. Actually, they'll tell you, they'll say something in English, and then they'll say, now bring your tongues on to it, you know, to bring it on up to edify it and you know, exalt it to God. You know, that's why if you're coming in the middle, you see everybody speaking in tongues, where everybody is speaking in tongues. But when time the tongues to stop, then the person up front will go into where he... He'll tell you something in English, and then he'll tell you to speak. Right, which is a corporate prayer, during a corporate prayer time. So everybody just can't be hollering and screaming and speaking in tongues. Nobody got no understanding of what you're saying or what you were supposed to say or what you're trying to convey to God, you see. And you just have to be careful of what's going on. Oh, Lord, but we need you, Jesus, because I'm telling you, we need some understanding of certain things. And the Holy Ghost going to always... bring revelation and understanding as to what he is saying, you know. That's why I say sometimes you speak in tongues, and then don't go rush off and go shopping. Be quiet and hear from God. See what he's trying to tell you. You know?
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
You don't just jump up. Oh yeah, child. Let me tell you. You done just got to swear. How does that sound? Shout out! You done slobbed all out the mouth. And there's the girl, child, I got some pork chops on the stove.
Shando. Oh, my mind. Look, that made me. Yeah, Shanda, bye-bye.
Oh, no. Come right now, Lord. Come right now. Warlord brothers, come right now, because Mr. D trying to get out of here, but he ain't going.
Calling your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name,
'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I wake it hard, and sometimes I wake it up. That's why I'm calling
your
name. Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Sing of this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Lord, I'm singing this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Oh, sometimes I get tired, in the palm of your hand,
right now, Lord.
Sometimes I'm weak,
right now, Lord.
And sometimes I'm tired, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
And I need you to rock me,
right now, Lord.
In the cradle of your own, Lord.
Talking about tongues today, but let us pray earnestly that God will pour out his spirit afresh and release the gifts of the Holy Spirit to move in his church forward into the works of Christ, because, Lord, we sure need you, and it's crucial that those who manifest these such gifts as well as use these gifts themselves be under supervision of the pastors and the leaders of the church. So y'all need to make sure you know what you're doing, and the Holy Ghost is going to guide you. That's who God has given us.
Amen. Amen.
beautiful gifts of the Lord. We got Minister Candy Lois, Lois Candy, Candy Girl, burning on the air with inspiration of color coming right up right now. Praise be to God. Bring it on, sister.
Praise God, praise God. I thank God for being here this evening. To you out in radio land, we just bless God for you being with us one more time. Had death in the family just before I came online. They told me my niece, the one that I raised, her husband passed. And so I ask you to keep the Hardy family in prayer. Amen.
Yes, yes.
We have a job to do, and we can't stop. We have to carry on. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for just being here. We thank God for Evangelist Globy and Minister Derek being on the line, doing a wonderful job talking about the tongues today. We thank God for that. There's a place and time for all things, you know, and God will move if you allow him to do so. We're going to talk about standing on the promises. Now that you are born again Christian, and you have been diligent and walking with the Lord for some time now, but things are not where you would hope they would be. It could be in the area of wisdom or maybe in the area of healing. Maybe you've been sick for quite some time. And with many of us, it may be in the area of finances. But whatever it is that God has promised you, you better believe his promises will come to pass. But we as humans, sometimes we fail in our promises. Promises we make to our children. Yeah, I will be at your game. But you have forgotten that you had an appointment that you must now keep. Your child now is once again. Or maybe to the church. Yeah, I won't miss that meeting. You can count on me. But you found out from your boss at the very last minute that now you have to work over. Or when we fail, when we make promises to one another, you tell your friend, I'll be there for you, when? And you look around and they can't be found. Oftentimes we forget. Yeah, we get so busy and caught up in our daily lives that we oftentimes forget that we made someone a promise. We fail and we forget. We fall down. But when God makes a promise, according to Isaiah, he said, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. He went on further and said, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're standing on the promises of God. Now, right now, I just want to tell you of a little quote that Evangelist Globy, she sends out daily quotes and inspirations every day. But this one really stood out with me. And just, I want you to bear with me for one moment. It read, don't spoil what you have by desiring what you don't have. Remember that what you have now was once amongst things you only hoped for. Now, as I began to meditate on that a little, I looked at my life, and I want you to do the same thing. Please, please, people out in radio land, stop a moment and hear me. The things you and I have right now were once only hoped for a year ago or 2 years ago. Meditate on that a minute. Now, you know what he did for you. You fill in the blank. Whether he blessed you with salvation, deliverance, healing, may have been your salvation for a loved one, or deliverance or healing for a loved one, that job, that promotion, that business, that car, that house, whatever God has brought you through, and right now in this time in your life, if he delivered and blessed you before, and if you need him, it may be a different situation, but I dare you to call on him, because he said, if my people, which are called by my name, you need to stick your chest out right there, because he's talking about you. Shall humble yourselves and pray and seek my face. Please be encouraged. This is not the first storm you've been through. So if you, he did it before, I'm telling you right now, he will do it again.
Whoa.
Same God right now, same God right back then. So if he's the same God right now, and if he did it right back then, he has just brought you this far. He will not, could not, should not, would not, whatever you want to use, whatever you want to use, you can rest assured and stand on his promises. God will perform what he said he would do. Stand on his promises of God and say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. If you're healing, don't do it without me. If you're blessing, Lord, don't do it without me. Lord, whatever you're doing
in the season. Don't do it without me. Father, as we reach our hands out in radio land, somebody needs you, Lord. Don't let them grow weary, but let them be encouraged. May your loving arms embrace them and overshadow them right now. Every need and every chain broken, and by your blood, I decree and declare that they are healed, delivered, and set free. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. This is Minister Candy with the inspirational reminder you to stand on the promise.
You got to tell them for yourself.
Don't do it without me.
Come on, say it like you mean it.
Praise the Lord. Don't do it.
Whatever.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. We just want to.
You're doing.
Dr. Paul Martin.
In this season.
Finish that off.
Please.
God.
Don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You got to tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Woo! Don't do it without me. Come on, help me say.
Included.
I want to be in the number of Jesus.
Please.
right there. Oh,
thank you,
Lord, for all of those that need to be hooked up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus. That's how you don't get left out. He won't do it without you if you just let him know that you're right here with him and he'll be right there with you. Oh, bless the Lord. That's a good one. I like that. That was beautiful. Thank you so much,
yes,
Minister Candy, for that beautiful, inspirational, uplifting here today. I thank you for that. I'm quite sure our listeners enjoyed that very much so. In the
yes, Lord.
And we just thank everybody. We thank everybody for tuning in today.
Yes, sir.
And we will keep Vernon's niece in prayer for her strength.
Thank you, Jesus.
And through all of the grieving and it's all,
amen,
you know, we are all human, and when someone,
amen,
is taken out of our lives, we need people around us that can love on us,
amen,
and uplift us and
amen
encourage us, to let us know and remind us that he has never left us nor forsaken us.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank
if,
you.
If we took him, he got a better place for him, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to keep her uplifted in prayer to stay encouraged. Praise,
amen,
be to God.
Thank
well,
you.
We love y'all. We sure love you. We
amen
love you, Sister Vernon and Minister
love
Dick.
You.
Oh,
yes,
praise be to God. We're going to have
yes,
a new
yes,
show
yes
coming next week. We got new things happening. Yeah, we don't give the enemy no props, but he's always trying to work overtime and get stuff stopped, but he can't stop
yeah
me because he had no power.
No
oh, because we know we hooked up to the right person. Oh, yes,
uh-huh,
we are. Yes, we are. So y'all just keep Glorious Gospel Vibes in view because we're coming at your heart. Now, no, don't try to hold us back. We're coming at your heart. Just tune in and we'll take you where you need to go. Oh, what you say? Y'all don't know none of that.
Y'all
don't want none of that. Well, right now, we love God more than we loved him yesterday. And on my way out, we're going to pray More Than Yesterday by Globy Pope. And we'll see you next week. We love you. God bless you. Hang
amen
in there. Say goodbye,
love
y'all.
You.
Oh,
love you.